It's such a pleasure to be with you. As Father shared, I'm Deacon Ralph, and I'm here to enter into a journey with you for the, hopefully, the next 4 days, but it might end up being 3 days, but a journey nonetheless. And of course, we're wearing green. We've begun ordinary time. And so now we begin the period of time in church, in the church calendar, where we're really supposed to enter into the times where we grow the most. You know, it's from a farmer's standpoint, this is a growing season. The seeds of faith go in the ground, and this is the time where we really should begin to grow. It's the day in and the day out of everyday life. The seasons are great. There's certainly times for us to focus in and have special reflections. But ordinary time by far outlasts all the other seasons. It's much longer. And hopefully in that ordinary time, we're growing. We've got the readings for today, and we've got a theme that seems to kind of go through. It kind of matches a little bit of what happened last week. Last week, I would say the theme was a little bit more of revelation, God revealing himself to us. But this week, we turn a corner, and this week has a theme of testimony, of giving witness, particularly, obviously, of John the Baptist. You've got in this time period, John, who's come, and he's given testimony, and he makes some interesting statements. He says, this is the one I told you about. He's the one who has existed before me, which is really interesting because if you remember when Gabriel comes to Mary and says, Mary, will you give us a body? Give God a body. And she gives her great Magnificat. And then it's a sign to the covenant that they've established where Mary's going to be the mother of God. Gabriel then goes on and says, your cousin Elizabeth is now in her old age, in her sixth month. And who does Elizabeth have? John the Baptist. Well, John the Baptist is born first. But John the Baptist is alluding to something far greater. He says, this is the one who existed before me. We know this has to do something with far greater than just earthly existence, right? Yes, John the Baptist was born before Jesus. But Jesus existed before John the Baptist. Why? Because we know who Jesus really is. You hear in John the Baptist's statement at the very end, this is the Son of God. So when I work with my confirmation students, and I ask I would do these oral interviews for their sacrament of confirmation, and I would ask this question, when did Jesus' life begin? And if the students knew what they were talking about, they would say, he has always existed, because Jesus is God. If they really weren't sure and didn't understand the life and person of Jesus, they would say, well, his life began when he was born of the Virgin Mary. And then they would be wrong. And then we'd have a little catechetical moment right there. It was my chance to give them some quizzing, but to really find out if they understood who the person of Jesus really is. So here's John the Baptist. He's been on the scene, and he makes these other statements like, the person who sent me to baptize, who's that? Who's the one that sends John the Baptist to go baptize? The Holy Spirit and God the Father. So here's the Holy Spirit sending John the Baptist to give testimony for the one. How will you know that this is going to be the Son of God? He's the one that when the Holy Spirit comes and rests upon him, he's the one. And he'll be the one that you have to give testimony to. So here's what's going on. And how do we take this reading and apply it to our lives? How do we apply this passage to our lives? Because obviously, you know, we're here, we've come to Mass, and it's not enough for us to just come to Mass, hear the readings, hear a homily, receive the Blessed Sacrament, the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, and the miracle that's going to take place in just a few moments, and then go home and live our lives exactly the same way before we got here. Otherwise, what's the purpose of coming to Mass? What does Jesus want us to walk away from here? Well, we just have John the Baptist give testimony. He just shared. He's the one who was supposed to come ahead of Jesus, ahead of the Messiah. so that the whole world, so that all of Israel would come to know that this really is God and that he's come for a reason. So let me ask you, do you believe that Jesus came for a reason? Yes or no? All right, I know it's a homily. You're used to just listening, but now you got to respond. Do you believe that Jesus just showed up by happenstance, or is he here for a reason? A reason. What's the reason? Save us. So has he saved us? Yes or no? I hope so. Well, I guess we'll have to find out, won't we? We'll have to find out in the end whether or not we really go up or down. But see, that's part of the process, is that he's come to save us, to show us the way, to tell us the truth, that we might believe in him. Do you really believe in him?
Yes.
Really? I mean, I know you're at Mass, but I know plenty of people come to Mass and they don't really believe. See, I think if Jesus came in and he walked up the front doors and came right down the center and he was going to celebrate the Mass, we would both move, I'm sure, or he'd take his rightful seat right there, right? But I think he'd come up here and he'd ask a question. He says, if you really believe that all of this is true and you really believe that I'm the Son of God, the way John the Baptist proclaims and gives testimony to me, then I ask you this question. Why are you here? Why did you come to Mass? See, when I was younger and I was a kid, the only reason, I'm going to be honest, the only reason I came to church is because Mom and Dad told me you had the same experience, huh? Mom and Dad told me I had to. The truth was, I really didn't want to. I had to. I was one of those kids that had those conversations with Dad and said, come on, Dad, why do I have to go to church? Right? And then Dad, with great wisdom, would say, listen, son, I had to do it when I was your age. It's your turn. Well, I'm hoping he had a better answer than that, right? But that's the only reason I came. And then Mom and Dad told me I had to start going to religious education. But the truth was, I really didn't want to go. You know what I'm saying, don't you? You know exactly what I'm saying. I was one of those students who helped make my catechist saints. Because I really didn't learn much. I didn't learn much at all. I kind of went through the motions. You know what you do. You go to class, you sit down, and that poor person trying to lead the class, and you're just biding your time going, I just got to wait till they're done. And then, of course, we finally do it. We get our sacrament of confirmation, right? That's that sacrament that once you get that certificate, you never have to learn about God ever again. Right? What do you mean, no? Don't sit here and tell me no. Because most of the youth watch the adults. And you know what the youth see when they watch the adults? Adults stop going to any adult education classes, for the most part, after they get confirmed. Ooh, wait a minute. It's true, isn't it? So, well, there it is. Why did you come? I mean, did you come here because you were really looking for God? Or did we come because we felt like we had to? See, when I went to my religious ed class, I did learn a couple of really key things. Like, we're supposed to go to Mass every weekend, and if we don't, we commit a mortal. Excellent. And if you die in a state of mortal sin, you go to? Ooh, well, I got that memo. I don't want to go to hell, so I now have to go to church. But the truth is, I may have to go to church because I don't want to go to hell, but I really still don't want to. I feel like I still. So the question remains, why'd you come to church? I mean, when's the last time we came to Mass and we were really looking for God? When's the last time we felt like we needed God so much we had to come to church to find him? When's the last time we came to the Eucharist and we were in desperate need of Jesus? You see what I mean? This is the human condition that we're fighting against. Is that we come, we've gotten used to growing up in the church because our parents are Catholic and we have an inherited faith. But why are we really here? Have we really connected with our hearts with God? Or do we just kind of come in, sit down for the hour, and check out? Because you know as well as I do, we've been doing these Catholic calisthenics for a long time. We know how to do kneel, sit, stand, kneel, sit, stand, kneel, sit, stand. You see, when John the Baptist comes and he declares that this is the Son of God, what does that mean to you and to me? Do you believe it? Yes or no? Then how does it change your life? How does it make you different from the rest of the people who live here and could care less who Jesus is and what he did, let alone the fact that he died on the cross and he rose from the dead, or the fact that he's really the Son of God? Because there's plenty of people who don't even bother coming to church anymore, and they don't care. See, I think, why does God go through this tremendous effort of going all the way through the first reading in Isaiah, a prophet who was around hundreds of years before Jesus ever shows up, to begin to communicate to the people that he's coming? Why does God reach out to us? Why does he send prophets and John the Baptist ahead to let us know that he's here? Why? Could it be so that we don't miss him? Could it be because the world is so distracting and it's so easy to get caught up in our everyday lives that we don't even have time to really focus in on God? I do missions a lot. And when I come home, my wife, she'll prepare dinner for me. And sometimes, you know, she'll set the table and she'll put, sometimes have candles there. And my placed at the dinner table, the head of the table, I have one of those open floor plans in my house, and my spot at the head of the table strategically looks into the living room where the television in the living room on the other end strategically faces me. How do you think she'd feel if I came home and she's all set, she can't wait, I've been gone for a week, and she wants to spend an intimate time, she's looking to connect with me, and she's telling me about her week, and I seem to be looking past her and just looking at the TV. How do you think she would be pleased with that dinner? Yes or no? Well, would you want to be in a marriage with someone who would rather be anyplace else but with you? Yes or no? Then why would we think that God would be satisfied with us showing up, but as he looks into our hearts, as God can, sees that we'd rather be anywhere else than right here, right now? You know what I mean? If he looks and he just watches us kind of go through the motions, but our hearts are nowhere to be found, do you think that pleases him? That's why he goes through the effort. He has something so profound to share with us, this amazing love. Have you found that yet? Have you found that love, that when you encounter that love of God, nothing else can ever compete in the world with it? If you don't know what I'm talking about, then I'm here to tell you, you're missing the best part of what it means to be Catholic. We're missing God. All the signs, all the people, all the prophets, everything he did, including die and rise from the dead, all of this, it seems to just go by the wayside. We've missed it if we don't connect with God. One last question, and then I'll get out of your hair. If you had the opportunity to be able to connect and find that love that I keep describing but maybe seems elusive to you, would you want to find that love? So that when we start coming to Mass, all of a sudden it's not just, oh, well, it's Saturday, let's go ahead and get Mass over with because we got something better to do on Sunday. Would you want to connect with that love, yes or no? And that's exactly why we're doing the mission. Hopefully start Sunday, but if not, we're going to take a four-night mission and bring it down into 3 nights, and we'll make sure we do it on Monday because the weather will get better then. Starts with a meal at 6 o'clock, and then we'll gather together. Why did you come? Are we missing the very best that God has to offer us? Are we here because it's obligatory, or are we here because we're really looking for God? I hope that you come. Make sure you get here early because you know those back pews, they'll fill up quickly, okay? God bless you. Have a great evening and drive safe on the way home.